I'm glad that I just realized that the comeback is better than the setback. And I am enough. And oh, thank God the trash took itself out. Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Not Your Average WCW. This is your host, Elspeth Chimeta, a.k.a. Lady E. So from the sound of my voice, it's like, and this is a short, and it's actually post everything, every episode that I posted. The last one was very emotional and heartfelt because of what I've been going through. But, oh my God, do you know the time I've just woken up? I had this awakening, this spirit. Remember I told you that I'm becoming more intuitive and spiritual? I'm laughing because I'm just like, oh my God, I'm okay. The universe said to me, sit back, have your popcorn and watch everything unfold. This is going to be the funniest thing that's ever happened in your life. And don't worry about what happened. It's okay. It's not right, but it's okay. You are powerful. You are more than what you ever thought. And I'm just like, wow. I don't feel pain. Honestly speaking, I thought the pain was going to last for long, but I don't feel pain. And that's why this short is coming right now, because I'm just like, oh, wow. And in my head, do you know the song that is playing? Alicia Dixon's Composure. You know, can't forget to breathe slow. Count from 1 to 10 with my eyes closed. Ladies, take it in and gain composure. And wow, my heart still aches. And yes, I just feel like this is just total, you know, BS. But my God, I've just released the energy. I've just released him. Like, I've literally let him go. I just said, you know what? Let it go. Let it go. And it doesn't validate my worth. It doesn't make me less of a woman or less of the wife I am, not I am going to be. Now I speak in the present of the things that I want, because the law of manifestation in any spiritual realm is about seeing what is all it as it is. It's seeing it as it is. So I am. Somebody's son has found me. I might not see him now, but somebody's son has found me, and thank God. Thank God I dodged the bullet. So I was just, I'm like, I'm not going to stop eating or put myself through turmoil. I am a wonderful spirit. I'm a beautiful spirit. I am an amazing, amazing person. Do I make mistakes? Yes. Do I have flaws? Yes. Do I have to get to a place of being a secure attachment style? Yeah, hell yes. But you know what? I'm not going to trash myself. Yes, and I've made very poor decisions. And this recent incident was a very poor decision. But it also, I think I needed this, in as much as I was wondering why would I go through this, yet I've gone through it. But I've just realized it was my test, and I've passed the test, because it hasn't taken me long. Obviously, I have to go through the process of grief, and I'm not rebounding. I'm going to give myself time. I'm in my shell, but I ain't losing sleep over this. Again, thank God the trash took itself out. You know? And the trash ain't me, definitely. So yeah, I am, and I'm not going to ponder or dwell on what should have been or might have been. whatever happened, happened. And Shay, I really am excited now. Now I'm literally excited about, like, what's going to happen. I'm just going to watch everything else unfold. Like, I'm now taking the back seat and just watching everything unfold. This is so hilarious. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, universe. Thank you, my spirit guides. Thank you for this revelation. Thank you for this. Y'all, you just don't know. It just happened, like, now. Like, the hour that I'm actually recording this, it just happened now. Like, I felt like crap. And, like, I felt so low the past few days and everything. And, like, it's amazing what can happen when you are so aligned in the spirit, guys. Like, I'm speaking to the ladies. I'm speaking to those who've actually experienced what I've experienced. You know, I used to hear such experiences from other people, and then this happens to me. But I'm just like, and now I'm just like, oh, wow. I'm a powerful woman. And what is in me is greater than the external forces. It's greater than what has happened. Oh, this is going to be fun. I am laughing because this is going to be fun, y'all. Oh, mios dios. Buen dio. Buen dia, buen. Oh, wow. Y'all? You know what? I realize. Yes, there is power in words. So I'm just going to encourage anyone who's gone through what I've gone through, or going through what I've been going through. Speak to yourself. You know, whenever you continuously, you know, speak to yourself in the mirror, the self-talk that you have with yourself, and the work you do towards your self-value, keep going. And this is me not trying to be trying to pretend that it's like whatever happened, like, I will survive. No, this is not a pretentious I will survive. This just happened. Like, during my sleep, an epiphany came. That aha moment. Oh, shame. Oh, I am a phoenix. Like, remember I was saying I felt death? Oh, shame. Now I'm using the shem, the South African shem. Oh, this phoenix is rising. Whenever I used to say in my poems that I'm a phoenix rising, whenever I used to say I am rising, like, and it's the time when I wanted to get ink, you know, of a phoenix. I don't need that ink in the physical. That ink is tattooed in my spirit. Like, this is the permanence. This phoenix has risen, and she's burning. She's burning with a passion. She's burning with, oof, oh, the fire. Y'all, I wish you could be in my head. Like, I'm not going to be gaslighting myself that I'm not enough. I'm not helping this energy. I've let go of the energy, the negative energy, you know, this energy that wanted to keep me holding on. And because they were doing whatever they were doing, and they thought that they could bring me down. You played yourself, not me. I am free. I am free. I am so free. And wow. Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm just, the popcorn is coming. I'm now eating, chewing about my popcorn. This is going to be fun. Oh. If I could tell you what is happening, yeah. So, it's okay to grieve. And don't pretend that you're okay. Be sad, cry, go through the motions, be angry. I'm still Beyonce, Lemonade, you know, with the yellow dress. And hot sauce is my hand. But, ish. I'm just also this, I'm not sure which song actually best describes, apart from composure, I'm not sure which song can best describe the what's happening internally. Yes, I still need therapy, but my therapy sessions are gonna be fun. Honestly speaking, this is gonna be fun because, like, the beauty of self-awareness and knowing self, you know, being alert of your weaknesses and your challenges, is you are able to map a way forward. And I just want to say to my uncle, thank you. I want to say to my mentor, thank you. I want to say to my brothers, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to say thank you to the ladies who recently came into my life, the twins. Oh, thank you. You all don't know how your words, your prayers have impacted me. Like, oh, wow. I keep laughing because I am literally in tune with what's happening, like, in a different space. I'm moving in 5D. Oh, wow. Yeah, so I did this special just to encourage. Encouragement is, you take it one day at a time. Some days it's gone out. You know how grief is, like, it comes in bouts and it comes in waves. But get your surfboard. Get your surfboard. We're going to ride this wave. Good or bad, turbulent or calm, we're going to be fine. We're going to be all right. Kendrick Lamar, we're going to be all right. Yeah, we're going to be all right. Actually, fantastic. Actually, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. So, yeah, negative energy and the drama and the confusion. Ciao. This is me waving my troubles. Bye-bye. Oh, yes, Elaine. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. So, I'm in the season and, like, I've always thought in song, and I express myself better in song. So lyrically, you know, so whenever you even read my point of view, MPV my point of view, you actually, I always put song lyrics, or I'm always, there's a song always playing when I'm writing the blog. So yeah, I'm always inspired by music. I'm a musician myself, a songwriter. So I think in song. I'm like a Bollywood movie, you know, whenever there's that part, then you just break out and we're singing and dancing, and, you know, I'm like a Disney movie, you know, the classical ones, you know, I break out into song. So, oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Wow. Brandy. Never ever felt so good. I am happy. I'm joyful. I'm joyful because what is in me is greater. Again, that Phoenix. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Phoenix. Thank you. I know it sounds crazy. Like, I can't explain to you what's happening intuitively. And my gut is not rumbling. I'm not feeling fearful. I'm not worried about the outcome. All I know is my outcome is good. The universe is on my side. God is on my side. My spirit guides are on my side. I'm in my best season. I am in my best season. Yes, I'm going through ups and downs, but I'm in my best season. And again, to reiterate, we are manifesting and good things belong to us. Not as an entitled person, because you don't think because you are a horrible, terrible person, or you know, you're a person who's not accountable. I'm accountable for my actions, and I've shared, I've been very open with all of you. I am accountable for the BS, and I did say I am receiving my karma. But to me, karma is not out of a kennel. So, if you understand what I've just said, karma is on my side. Karma is saying, yes, be accountable for your actions and do better. So it's about doing better and making better life choices. Choose better, do better, become better. So from the previous that maybe better is not what I need. Better is me. So the revelation is better is me, not better is what I need. And I'm living in the here now. I'm not going to, because the problem is sometimes we, now is this is no longer short, but I might as well. Let us talk about it and just discuss about it that, you know, we are so obsessed, you know, don't rush to the healing, you know, take your time. And again, I say it's my 6 months. I'm in no hurry. Yes, time is not on my side, but I'm in no hurry. Because there's no rush to being a better person. You know, it's not a finish line, you know. And sometimes we're so obsessed with, you know, if tomorrow never comes. If tomorrow never comes. Oh, and funny enough, soon and very soon keeps playing, you know, the gospel song. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. So, like, for me, it's like, hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. So, and I don't want to, either, so this might not always resonate with everyone, but I really am in this, oh, wow. Yes, I am laughing, and this is a genuine laugh. There's some sarcasm because I'm like, again, Beyonce keeps singing in my head. Thank God I dodged the bullet. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I'm all right. And don't rush. Don't rush to the healing. Don't. I'm going to put below. I've realized that in the past I've been muffling my words. Below, in the link below the description. The link to the blog titled Baggage Claim. Like, where I'm not sure if it's Baggage Claim, but I do discuss the whole concept of not moving into relationships and through this life, you know, you don't be Erykah Badu bag lady where you've got these whole suitcases, you know. Unpack. Walk with hand luggage. Walk into your new relationship with yourself with hand luggage. Walk into the only relationship I think you can go with all your baggage is, you know, for those of us in the, you know, Abrahamic faith, you know, go before God with the baggage, you know, as we are approaching Easter, it's take it to the Lord in prayer, leave it at the foot of the cross, you know, take it to the cross. And there's a gospel song that's playing from church, you know, it goes like the African chants, because like I'm very intuitive with also me being African, you know, it's like ahe ahe kwa muri yelele ishe kwa muri, like, and then there's the first part, I will not give unto the Lord that which costs me nothing. Oh wow. I am okay, I am fantastic. Well, I wake up and mad. Yes, I told you, I'm still in that Beyonce fan phase, you know, like Lemonade. And I'm going to lemonade this, but remember, Lemonade was like a cultural, it's like, you know, it's in this cultural, you know, not just, I don't think just in African American or Black American or entertainment, but in just pop culture's Hall of Fame, you know, a body of work. Like, oh wow. Yeah. No, don't worry, I'm going through whatever is happening to me. Don't worry, it's actually good. It's actually good. I can't explain it, but yeah. Oh wow. Oh wow, I'm not a negative energy. I'm life. I'm sunshine. Shame on you who runs away from the sunshine. I am sunshine. I am love. I am peace. I am beautiful. I am soulful. I am supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. A word that makes no sense, but it makes sense. Oh, wow. Yes, I'm having, self-talk, internal self-talk as I'm having a talk with y'all. I'm not saying don't worry about it. Yes, you're going to weigh the outcomes. You're going to say, I should have, I shouldn't have, you know, maybe if I had. But whatever, right now I've actually realized whatever choices and steps that I've taken, they were right for me. Whatever has just happened, it's right for me. And I'm glad this epiphany came now, instead of me continuing wallowing and being in the speedy party. No, the sun is here. And even if it rains, après la pluie, you know, après la pluie, after the rain, there's a rainbow. After the rain, the grass becomes green. After the rain, I don't know if you are like me who loves the smell of nature. There's that smell. There's that scent, actually. There's that scent that comes of wet dirt. But there's something about it. It's not horrible. It's I don't know. It's there's a certain freshness that comes, you know, after the rain. Après la pluie. Après la pluie. That is what's happening to me. Like, I keep hearing après la pluie, after the rain, after the rain. Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, I am not my tragedy. I am not love's tragedy. I am not a tragedy. And I'm not a cautionary tale. Maybe some of my experiences are a cautionary tale. But, oh wow, yeah, we're going to be all right. You, me, we're going to be all right. Us, we're going to be all right. So, you're going to be all right. Go through the motions. Be mad as hell, you know? Right now, someone was asking me, on a scale of Lemonade Beyonce, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, and Amy. It's Amy from what's it called? What's this movie that had Ben Affleck and what's her name? Why do I keep forgetting the title of that movie? Okay, you know that she's Amy. Yeah. No. If I got the names correct, on that spectrum where you're at. And I'm like, nah, I'm currently, you know, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. But when she goes through the motions of confronting. I don't know. For me, unfortunately, I can't confront the negative energy face to face. But I am going to confront. I'm confronting the negative energy in absentia, so I can speak to the negative energy in absentia and confront him like, "But Mara, what's wrong with you, Mara? You're full of BS, Mara. I thought you were better. You know." Do better, you know. I thought you were better than this. I thought you were an evolved person. You had maturity. I thought that you were someone who respected how other, you know, you had emotional intelligence, or you were learning to have emotional challenges. I thought you said to me that you were going to do better, to treat me better, you know. You go back on your word. You need to do better. You need to become a better person. If this is the energy you're carrying into whatever you're in, Shem, the future is not very bright for you. And you might think you're okay now, but you are your own self-sabotage. You are your own self, your own destruction. You don't need my help. You don't even need me to be there to see that this... this is a car going nowhere. I'm not speaking negatively into whatever, but I'm just saying that do better. Negative energy, do better. But again, thank God I dodged the bullet. Thank God I dodged the bullet. Après la pluie. Yeah. So anyway, but still. Remember, she did confront, back to Diary of a Mad Black Woman. She did confront Charles. And she showed she was the better person. Although, yeah. If I was her, and what I would have done. Oh, wow. Yeah, no. I walk away. I have no tolerance for being around low frequencies. Low frequency energy is not my portion, and I do not vibe with it. Sometimes, yes, I can lower myself because I think I should be at that level, but no, I'm better. I'm going off to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. Say bye-bye. Yeah. Deuces. Adios. Au revoir. Ciao. You should see me. I'm actually waving bye. Like, and I'm sorry. There's so much sarcasm and happiness in this. It's so ironic in this love. Oh, wow. Okay, I don't want to finish. You know, I really don't want to spend the whole time at this podcast literally laughing. Like, oh, wow. Oh. Thank you, Phoenix. Oh, thank you, fire in me. Whew. I'm breathing. Like, I'm not palpitating. I'm not feeling. And as the more I laugh, the pain is going away. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So, here's to us healing. And again, the comeback is better than the setback. This is not a set, you know, whatever is happening. Yes, it wanted to, you know, low frequency age energy will always try to, you know, hold you back from the best. But we are not vibe. We're not walking, you know, we're elevating our energy. Like, we are literally on this. We are on a high frequency. And you we are claiming what is ours and we're taking what is ours. Everything that belongs to us. Everything, and we are aligning ourselves with things that have a future with us. A real future, a clear future. You know, a future that's not confused or indecisive. A future that says yes. A future that says yes the first time it sees you. A future that says yes, you know, when you ask for it. A future that says yes when you some, and you know what, the future just says yes to you, and the future is not even trying to think or contemplate or make arrangements. Like, the future is just saying yes all the time. Yes, honey, yes. Yes to you, yes to you, yes to us. Oh, wow. Yeah. Après la pluie, after the rain. Oh, we're good. We're good. We are fantastic. So let's make this. Is it episode 6, 7, 8? I've lost count. Yeah, but we're good. We're going to be all right. We're actually fantastic. Okay, I don't want to continue laughing. Because yeah, the laughing is very funny. Like, it's, I'm amazed at how I'm laughing. But yeah, we're going to be all right. Let us continue with our journey. With our healing. If we need to heal, let us continue healing. We are continuous works in progress. Let no one tell you that nothing is good enough for you because you're not ready. You are ready. You just, you know, continuously. And look, we're always continuously going to school. So, and it's not like you don't know what one, you know, you learned 1 + 1 probably before you were even old enough for grade school. You're still going to be asked 1 + 1 when you're doing your doctorate. You know, so 1 + 1 = 2. And it's okay. So you can actually, if it's a relationship that you want to be in, you see, come as you are and say, I'm a work in progress, but I'd love to do this with you. Yes. High frequency agents, energy, let's do this. If it's a job that you really are not necessarily qualified for, you say, I'm going to learn on the job. And the job is going to say yes to you. If it's money, I might not be wise. I'm still learning how to manage you. I'm still learning how to budget you. I'm still learning how to invest you, how to tithe you, how to give to charity. But money, I'm here for a good relationship with you. Okay, not money, wealth. Let's say wealth. I'm here. Prosperity, I'm here. At a high frequency, you know, we're identifying each other at a high frequency. So if you're still on low frequency, let's work towards, you know, elevating the energy. We are enough. You are enough. When the trash takes itself out, just sing hallelujah. We need to clean this. The house must always be cleaned. What is for you will always be for you. What is meant to be will be. What it belongs to you will always be yours. So don't worry. And divine timing is amazing. Best you believe it. Don't try to microwave the process. Don't try to microwave your learning. Don't try to microwave your healing. I'm specifying healing because this is where I'm at. Okay, right now I'm in the grieving because I need to grieve. That is the healthiest thing you can ever do for yourself. Grieve. Yeah, go through the process. Don't try to microwave it. And don't let people pressure you. I know, right? Everybody keeps on trying to pressure me into something else. But I know when they hear this podcast, they're going to be so happy. Oh, they're going to be like, what was happening to you when you couldn't sleep? You can't sleep because the spirit is speaking to you. You know, the universe is speaking to you. God is speaking to you. Like right now, God is speaking to me. And I'm in this sphere. That's why I'm laughing. And I'm laughing with combination because, yeah. Yeah. So, we're going to be all right. Après la pluie, after the rain. This is your girl, Lady E. On Not Your Average WCW. P.S. Always write your own love story. Ciao!